Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. Oh, Lord, well, everyone, it is Sunday, February the 3rd, and as I have advertised to many of you, episode 1 of Big Fatty Online is debuting during halftime of the big game. We can't say SB because that's copyrighted or something. I don't know. I didn't know that to begin with, but... Anyway, I was listening to radio and all this week, and they were all, you know, all the commercials. You can't say SB. You have to say the big game and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, I'm not sure that who you're pulling for or that you even know who the fuck is playing. It is a football game. Now, I'm sure those of you in America... We're talking about American football, okay? Those of you outside of America, we're talking American football, not soccer, which is what you call football. But anyway, it's the New England Patriots and the New York Giants going after. And Big Fatty enjoys the sports. We know that most of the gays do not particularly enjoy the sports, mainly because they don't understand it. But, you know, you really don't have to understand it to enjoy it. So, you know, just enjoy looking. Hell, if nothing else, enjoy looking at Tom Brady and Eli Manning, because delicious! Anyway, okay. Now, there are some people who are a little surprised to be receiving this podcast, because this show, compliments of Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's Vader, V-E-D-E-R, Mr. Vader volunteered to post this over at littlefatty.com, just so that all the old Little Fatty listeners would know that Big Fatty had gone out on his own. Now, I will let you know that this is not the final episode of littlefatty.com. This is episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. And Mr. Vader tells me, I chatted with him on Friday about this, he tells me that the final episode of littlefatty.com is still in the works. It is, however, top secret as to when it'll be released, because I tried to put him on the spot, and all I heard was... By the way, you may have also noticed Big Fatty is not using the prepackaged sound effects. Any sound effects generally on here will be coming out of Big Fatty, which it's probably good that you're not in the Fat Cave, which is where I record this, because, you know, when the farting starts, it's liable to be gaseous or obnoxious or whatever. I don't know what that means. There is a preview episode. I'm calling that episode 0. Brian in Boston, who has volunteered to be the resident historian for Big Fatty Online, he will not include that one in the lineup, other than to mention that there was a preview episode, or to list it as episode 0. This you're listening to is episode number 1. It's kind of cool that, you know, you get to hear from the very beginning, the fat one. Crickets. Okay. And to be quite honest with you, I'm very overwhelmed at the response that I've received since announcing the podcast. And if you get a moment, go over to BigFattyOnline.com. Now, you do not have to use that www, and you can go over there and take a look at it. As of the recording of this show, I had 25 comments on the preview episode and just 16 other comments from people who just were very nice to send in some words of encouragement and all. Now, if you go over there, let's do that now, shall we? Main thing you're going to see when you first open that up is you're going to see a picture of two of the fans of the Big Fatty Online podcast, and they're giving the finger to iTunes because iTunes still has not approved Big Fatty Online. That was one reason I was kind of holding off to post this at halftime of the big game. And but anyway, evidently they take longer than Big Fatty thought they did, and so we're giving the finger to iTunes right now for not having approved it. That doesn't mean it's not going to, but anyway. But there are a couple of ways to subscribe over there. Something called RSS, which I don't know what that means, and the iTunes, which I do know what that means, which is unavailable. Ruined from the beginning. Now, there are several segments that you're going to hear on Big Fatty Online, and we'll talk about those as the week goes along, but one of them is called The Gaze, and you've probably heard me talk about that over on littlefatty.com, but The Gaze will be where I just do a little one-on-one short conversation with a listener, and anyway, if you're interested in that, you can. There's information on there telling you how to be on The Gaze, and that's all in that little box called Top of the Heap. Ruination information, that's how you can get in touch with Big Fatty. There's a listener map over there. We've got quite a few people on the listener map. We'll get into that later in the week. The vocabularium, had a suggestion from a listener who I don't remember off the top of my head, saying that I should come up with a vocabularium of terms and a cast of characters that I talk about. So I'm starting to build that. And then Ruining Your City, that's where Big Fatty lists the different places that he'll be traveling. And if you're somewhere nearby, you can let me know and come by, and we'll meet, and you can buy me a beverage or three. And now I want to take a moment and just play a little something that you're probably familiar with. Here we go. Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive. Okay, so one of the things that didn't get cleared up when Little Fatty just kind of went away was we did not draw for the winner of the December Dead or Alive game, and that winner would receive two Soy Candles by Phoebes. Well, I have spoken to Mr. Mike Hipp from Soy Candles by Phoebes and to Mr. Vader, that's Vader, V-E-D-E-R, and they understand that we're going to draw this today, and Mike Hipp will fulfill his commitment to provide the winner with two Soy Candles by Phoebes. So I've got the binder clip cup here, and I'm getting ready to draw the winner out. So, anyway, if you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, then just get over it. But we're going to clear up this little piece of unfinished business. Okay, and our winner of the December and final Soy Candles by Phoebes Dead or Alive contest is Scott M. from Boston. Scott M. from Boston, if you will get in touch with Big Fatty over here at Big Fatty Online, you can do that by e-lettering me at ruined@bigfattyonline.com and give me your mailing address, and I will forward that on over to Mr. Michael Hipp, and you might send an e-letter to him too, and you can get the e-lettering address for Soy Candles by Phoebes from their website, or you can just click on the link on Big Fatty Online. So now we have cleared that little piece of unfinished business up, and oh Lord, Anyway, Mike Hipp, thank you very much for all your support throughout the entire little FattyCast deal. And we will maybe do a little contest on Big Fatty Online. Mike has volunteered to come up with prizes, if I can come up with an idea. So we'll see. So congratulations, Scott M. from Boston. Okay. Now, I have received some voice letters, so I am going to play a couple of them right now.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty.
This is Archer and Tim. Hey, Big Fatty. Stop. Hey, Big Fatty. I have a gosh moment for you. Gosh, don't you hate when people talk on the phone when they're driving in their cars? That drives me nuts.
Okay, can you hang up on that, Tim, or do you need a keypad?
Okay, now that was Archer and Tim Cormall and myself from the show There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, which is where Big Fatty officially announced the name of the podcast and all, since Tim Cormall was the one who helped me set everything up. And it's like I said on his show, if you're happy about it, give credit to Tim, and if you're terribly upset that the fat one is back on the interwebs, then let the lynching begin at his house. So that was Archer and Tim, and Archer said this is a gosh moment. Well, what I'd like for you to do, if you call in to Big Fatty Online at the voice letter number, which is 206-337-1438, give me a good gosh and gay moment. Tell me something good. Tell me something that made you say gosh, or tell me something gay that either you don't understand or you'd like more information on, or that, you know, oh, these gays, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But anyway, good gosh and gay is it's going to be called, that's what the voice letter call-in part is all about. And we've got a second voice letter now.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Michael from the QCast Connection. Congratulations on your new show. You know, that's good gosh and gay. However, I am calling with a specific good, and that would be the fat cave. How perfect is that? And if you're not going to have some fat cave music, I will make some for you. So, good luck with the show. I'm very excited, and gosh, I'm happy. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Michael. That is Michael from the QCast Connection. He and Super B and British John put that show out down in Orlando, and they're listed over there under Fat Favorites over at Big Fatty Online. And Michael, I accept your gracious offer to come up with some fat cave music for me. Michael is very talented, and he was one of the reasons that Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer, which was the Christmas special over on the Little Fatty Cast back in December, he is the main reason that was so successful. Okay, it's time now for another voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble Redhead. Wanted to leave you a quick message and want to let you know I'm so excited about your new upcoming podcast, and I know it's going to be really, really good. So I can't wait to listen to it, and I really wish you all the best, and good luck. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Tom. That's Tom, the Ramble Redhead, and his podcast is also listed over there under the Fat Favorites. And, you know, what show would not be complete without a shameless plug from the Ramble Redhead? Okay, that's going to do it for our voice letters for today. We've got a couple of others, but we'll save those for the next show. But right now, Big Fatty would like to do the segment Memory Lane Music for you. Here we go. All right, Memory Lane Music is just going to be a song. It's going to be a TV theme, okay? And you can either guess what it is just for your own fun, or you can just hum along or dance along, because you know we love to dance to the theme music. And if you've never fucking heard it before, maybe you can learn a little something about some of the music that Big Fatty either grew up with or has learned to like over the years. Now, this first one is not the original theme of the show that Big Fatty remembers as a child, but it's one of Big Fatty's favorite remakes. And there aren't a whole lot of remakes out there that Big Fatty likes, but this one he does. So here we go, and it seems appropriate that this one would be chosen for the very first Big Fatty Online Memory Lane music.
Well, good morning, Captain.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day. Good morning, Captain. It's a smiling song we sing, 'cause we're happy to see you and the good times that you bring.
Everybody sing.
Oh, we love Captain Kangaroo, everyone. Big Fatty grew up on the old Captain Kangaroo, where he would dance around in the clubhouse, and the music would keep playing until he hung his keys on the hook. And sometimes he would kind of fuck with the sound people, if Captain Kangaroo could fuck with anybody, I don't know. But and he would miss the hook, and just to see if they were paying attention, and the keys would fall to the floor, and sometimes the music would stop because they weren't paying attention, and it should still be playing because, you know, the music just keeps playing until the keys are hung up. But anyway, enough of that. But hopefully you that either prompted a memory for you, or you can just get a little another piece of what Big Fatty is all about. Not that that's really something that you should be proud of, but anyway, okay, I am going to go over to the WWW, and I'm just going to look at some of the people that are over there who have joined the listener map. Now, this is not a ham map. Ham map was over on the Little Fatty Cast, but this is a listener map, and I might just let you know that the listener map, we've got lots of folks on here. First of all, the thing's already been looked at almost 100 times, and I haven't even done the first episode yet, but we've got a lot of familiar faces. We've got Ange from Burnaby, British Columbia. We've got Eric West from The Beat San Francisco, the Georgia Glamazon, Archer from Archer Radio, DJ David J from The Gay Trucker, who has also started podcasting again. We have John from Ely, who I have actually met. And hello, John. We need to go have a beverage next time I'm over there and maybe go back to the hoist. John was a great friend on that visit to London that I had with Miss Kitty last summer. VJ from VJ. Oh, Lord. Well, it appears that our time's about up for today. So the show's only going to last 20 minutes. No more, no less. But anyway, VJ Net, VJ from VJ Net, he is up in West Hartford, Connecticut. Ramble Redhead, we heard from him. Bill from St. Louis, Tony from Kansas City, Scotty from Australia, and lots more. We'll talk about some of them on the next show. Now, Big Fatty hopes to do a show 3 to 5 times a week, so we'll see if we can actually stick to that schedule or not. Thank you so much for all of your support. I can assure you the next one won't be so nice. I'll probably just give you the finger. See you on episode 2, everyone. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.